I've grown up here my whole life. It's been a small community as I was young that's getting bigger and bigger as we speak, but still pretty tight-knit. And we know, if not personally, at least of most of the people that are in our neighborhood or went to school with us, went to school with our kids, etc. Feel as safe here as I possibly could. And ironically enough, I still feel like I'm in a safe neighborhood, even despite the fact that there was a tragic event involving one of my closer neighbors.
You mentioned that Bellbrook has grown considerably. Does it still have that small town feel?
It does for me. And my boys graduated in 2012. Their class only had 205 students in it. So they still know almost everyone they went to high school with, just like I did. It is bigger, but it's not yet so much bigger that it's changed that dramatically from when I was growing up.
You know, obviously, communities in Dayton and here in Bellbrook are pulling together. There was a vigil last night in Bellbrook Park. Right. Did you go to that?
You know, I did not. My family did, but I didn't, because with the press being outside of my house and this being in my neighborhood, I've been dealing with this 24/7 for the last 3 days, and I just really felt like I needed a little break from everything.
Can you talk about that media presence and how it's affected the neighborhood?
Yes, I can. And I've been very pleased with the way the media have conducted themselves. You know, sometimes people like to use a lot of labeling. I will say things like, you will hear things like fake news, the press is our enemy kind of talk. And it's been nice to experience it in a personal way that has not been my own personal experience. We've had press here from all over, national. I've personally spoken with a member of the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, a couple of people from CNN. They've all been polite and very respectful, and I mean very respectful, of people's feelings. There's a barrier in front of my house that it's not very much. It just says road closed. It's easy. It would be very easy to just try to walk past. There's police presence at the family's home, but not down the street. Any of these people that are outside of my house right now could walk down there and get a picture if they wanted to be disrespectful and pushy. No one has even suggested trying that. I have seen nothing like that. In fact, a lot of the press members have expressed to me their feelings of sadness for our community, for our family. They have a job to do. They know people are interested in information. And also they've expressed to me that personally, they are interested in how does this happen? How could we change things? What could be done differently? You know, what's going on here? But we can answer those questions without trying to put a bias on it or tricking people into saying something they didn't mean to say. I've been outside in front of my, because this is all happening in my yard, I've been out in front of the house serving up some cold drinks and things because, yes, they're press members, but everybody's a person. They're out there wearing suits. It's 90 degrees, and you can see that they're hot. Some of them have drinks in their car, but they've been in their car for, you know, 4 hours. And one of the men told me, you know what, I really appreciate a glass of ice water because I have a water bottle, but it's almost boiling, I think, at this point. Yeah. So, yes, I've been chatting with a lot of these people. It puts a human face on everything. It reminds me that these are people outside like anybody else. I've been treating them like I would anyone else who might come down my neighborhood, and they've been treating me with extreme consideration. They're aware that some people consider it a nuisance to have their neighborhood clogged with press, and so they are, I think, all of them trying extra hard to make as little a footprint as they can on the community, and I appreciate it.
When did you first see the press? And then I want to follow that up with, when did you learn that the Oregon District shooter was actually a Bellbrook? And tell me your thoughts on that and how that affects a community
okay.
like Bellbrook.
Actually, my husband and I got awoken by a phone call from his sister wanting to know if we were okay and our boys were okay. And we said yes. And she said, well, I guess you don't know what's happening in the world. And we said no. And she said, I guess that's a good thing. My husband and I and my sons frequent the Oregon District. We like to listen to local music. My husband and I were there on Friday, the night before. The boys were out of town. That's all she knew, that there had been an incident in the Oregon, and was wanting to know if everyone was okay. And we sat down a minute, and my husband fixed a cup of coffee, and he saw out the front window, and he said, "Chris, why don't you take a look outside?" And there was a police car setting up a barricade on our street. So I went outside and asked the policeman if everything was okay and if our neighbors were safe. And he was nice enough to say that, yes, our neighbors were safe and it seems to be all right, but there would be police there for a while.
And this was Sunday morning?
This was, yes, Sunday morning. I think I'm going to say maybe 9:30-ish. And as we're speaking, and then as I go in and tell my husband I don't know what's going on, they're having some kind of investigation down the street, then the media started pulling in and started, you know, as a trickle and became like a dam burst after a while. I started out because I have a family member who's a member of the Dayton police, my niece's husband, and I know what he goes through, so I want to show support for the police. And I started out offering the police that were stationed at the end of the driveway drinks. So I began offering drinks in general and sharing some thoughts.
And so maybe through social media and personal conversations with other people, friends and family from Bellbrook, can you summarize the general feeling that people have at this time?
Well, I'm still in shock. I don't think it's registered. And the people that I've talked with, my sisters and family and friends, just grief. Grief and shock it's hard to even collect your thoughts. How do you feel about this? You know, I really don't know at this time. These people are neighbors of mine, but we were not friends. I know who they are. I just don't know them in a personal way. And none of my circle of friends seems to have known them very personally, but they're still part of our community. They're part of our neighborhood. They've been part of a tragedy. Grief for everyone involved, everyone.
Christine, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.